The little corner house with a garden of sunflowers stood desolate and forlorn in the pale moonlight. Two figures, framed in silhouette, waited and watched anxiously by the open French windows. Mama leaned her head against Fufu's shoulder.
Kadou, my poor baby bear, where are you? Why did you run away?
Fufu hugged Mama, kissing her hair gently.
I'm sure he's okay. Our Kadou's a brave little bear. He'll find a way to get home, you'll see. After all, he's the smartest and cutest, right?
As Fufu had hoped, that got a tiny chuckle from Mama. Closing the French windows, they went upstairs.
We'll find him tomorrow.
Far away and alone, Kato huddled miserably in the corner of the swaying ice cream truck. It was freezing cold, even for a strong furry bear. Half dozing, Kato dreamt of his tiny cot, the warm fuzzy tingles whenever Mama kissed him, and the delicious feeling of cold helado sliding down his throat. Shivered Kato, waking up with a tiny jump.
Mama, time for a kiss, you know.
Then he remembered. He wasn't at home. There was no Mama, no kisses, no hugs.
Have nothing.
Kato's ears drooped as slow as his tiny sinking heart. At that moment, the truck lurched violently to the side and a box crashed to the floor. It burst open, spilling tubs of ice cream which rolled across the truck, bumping gently against Kato's outstretched feet. Almost at the same time, Kato's tummy gave a loud rumble, reminding our brave little bear that it had been a very long time since he had eaten.
Mama says that I mustn't eat other people's food, huh?
Kato wrinkled his brows in deep thought.
But I'm really, really hungry.
He stretched out a paw and opened the nearest tub of helado. It was chocolate.
And if I don't eat this helado, then they're not with the others. They're lost and alone, like me.
Kato lifted the tub to his face, stuck out a pink tongue, and took a tiny lick. A glob of rich chocolate ice cream slid down his throat in a most satisfying way. Another lick, and another. Soon, the tub was, well, half full.
I think I should eat the rest of the lost helado, you know.
The little bear hummed cheerfully.
Must save the lonely helado.
For a long while, for there were at least 10 tubs of lonely ice cream to save, the only sounds in the truck were the soft grunts and busy hums from our brave little lost bear. Finally, Kato gave a tiny burp, rubbed his tummy with a slightly sticky paw, and yawned sleepily. Carefully, he stacked the empty tubs one on top of each other. He would count them later so that Fufu could pay for what he had eaten. But for now, perhaps a little nap was needed. Kato climbed into the empty box and pulled the flaps closed. He snuggled down as best as he could, and soon all was quiet in the truck again. Kato woke up with a startled whimper. The truck had stopped, and a brilliant shaft of light pierced the former darkness of the truck. The back doors were open. An arm reached in and quickly grabbed the box containing Kato.
You stay here, Ed.
I'll just pop around the corner for a quick smoke before we deliver these boxes to the store.
Alrighty, I'll check on the banging sounds we heard last night.
Kato peered cautiously from the box. A man was stooped over, looking underneath the back fender of the truck. The little bear quickly jumped out of the box and trotted up to the man.
He'll know how to get me back to Mama,
thought Kato. Kato pulled at the man's trousers.
Please, Mr. Elado, I'm lost. Please, please help me find my Mama.
The man took no notice, and Kato tugged harder. Finally, the man looked around. But all he saw was a scruffy teddy bear on the road. Then he frowned. He thought he had heard the bear speak.
I must be imagining things. I really shouldn't work these late shifts.
Picking up Kato, he put him down on a nearby pavement bench.
Some kid must have lost you. Better leave you here, huh? You're a rather cute bear, though.
He smiled briefly. He turned back to the truck, hoisted the cartons of ice cream into his arms, and walked away.
Jack, come on. The ice cream will melt if we don't get moving.
Kato waited till Ed had disappeared around the corner. Then he hopped down from the bench and trotted briskly after him. Immediately, he was plunged into a bewildering forest of lakes, for he had walked straight into a busy shopping mall. The little bear was bumped to and fro, for of course, not many people were short enough to see him. He tugged at the skirt of a smartly dressed woman. She jumped, looked down, and gave a little squeal. She kicked the little bear aside and clicked away busily on her high heels. Kato picked himself up, rubbing his right ear where it had grazed the hard pavement. He wanted to cry.
Why did she kick me? I'm just a little bear.
He was frightened, but he bit back his tears. He was Mama's special little bear, and he must find her.
A teddy bear!
A small boy ran up to Kato and scooped him roughly into his arms.
Look, Mum, it's an old dirty bear. Watch me pull off his blue ears.
He tugged hard at Kato's ears, wrenching them first to one side, then the other. In desperation, Kato did something he had never done before. He clamped his mouth over the boy's thumb and bit down as hard as he could.
Ouch! Ow! The stupid bear bit me!
He dropped Kato and was immediately fussed over by his mother.
Oh, poor darling! Never mind, there must be a needle stuck in that grotty bear. I'll buy you a brand new teddy bear.
Kato ran as fast as his legs could carry him, away from the noise, from the lakes, from the people and children who wouldn't help him.
Mama! Fafa! Where are you?